It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? The book of John, John chapter 21, John 21. We're going to begin with the 9th verse and read through to the 17th verse, but we're going to read the verses ahead of that. I think it's important that we keep in mind what we have just studied before, and so today we're going to begin once again at the first verse, but we'll begin studying down at the 9th verse. John chapter 21. So as you open your Bibles to John chapter 21, verse 1, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to send us some mail, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and you can visit our website if you would like to at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I would love to hear from you. Now we'll begin reading John chapter 21, beginning to read with verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. And they said unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples doth ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. And he saith unto him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he answered unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And he saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Let's begin with prayer after we've enjoyed the sweet reading of the word today. And so please follow with me as we enjoy this word now. And this precious study. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time and in reading from the first verse through the 17th verse of this chapter. It's wonderful, Lord, to enjoy this time. Help us to learn. Help us to know you as our Savior if we are lost and still do not know you as our Savior. Father, we have no idea when we're going to take our last breath and it's going to be our dying day. We better be prepared to meet you. If we do not come by faith to you and trust in you, we will find ourselves spending eternity forever and ever in the lake of fire. please, Lord, do not allow that to happen. I ask, Lord, that please, you call and they receive. I know, Father, you have done all. You have given us a free gift. You have finished the work of redemption through your Son, the Lord Jesus. And all we need to do is come. But so many have refused that sweet, simple invitation. I ask today that there'll be at least one, if not many, many will come to you today and trust in you as their Savior. And they begin this wonderful walk as these disciples here are enjoying a wonderful walk and a growing time with you. Please, Lord, grow us now today and bring us to a wonderful understanding and a wonderful life that you have given us, each and every one that has come by faith to you. Now, please guide and lead us as we study today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look through these verses of Scripture and we enjoy this time, we look once again, we're at the Sea of Galilee. We have Simon Peter. We have Thomas. We have Nathanael. We have James and John. And we have two other disciples that the Scripture doesn't list exactly who that might be. And that's the people that we're involved with here. And with these numbers, with these seven, Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James, John, and probably Philip and Andrew, but we're kind of guessing on those last two, we find them that they have enjoyed a night of fishing, but have caught nothing. Now, I don't know about you, but I have days that I work very hard and accomplish nothing. Well, these fishermen probably felt the same way. It was kind of a worthless day, they felt, and yet it turned into be a glorious day, because when the Lord was come on the scene and made the suggestion and made the statement, and we need to listen to the Lord always, he questions and he says, have you caught anything? Have you have any meat? Verse 5 says, and they said no. And it's always good that we face up to our failures, because that's what it was for that night of fishing. And then the Lord Jesus gives them some direction, some instruction, cast the net on the other side, on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they did. They cast it upon the other side, and they had such a multitude that they didn't seem to be able to even bring it to shore, and had no idea how the nets would even hold. And we find in the seventh verse that at this point, John, the disciple that Jesus loved, told Peter that it's the Lord. And Peter, he just immediately placed his coat on and cast himself into the sea and headed for the shore, because he wanted to be with Jesus. You know, two things that we talked about just a little bit. Number one, when you see Jesus, please tell somebody else. And when you see Jesus, don't you desire with all your heart to be with him? And you know, we should do the same thing as believers in the Lord Jesus. We should desire to be with the Lord Jesus and walk with him and know his way and will. Don't walk in this world away from him. We find now as we've come and the fish that dragged the net with fishes, as the Scripture tells us in verse 8, we have Peter heading for the Lord Jesus. He didn't want to wait for the boat or for the fish. We have other disciples came in a little ship, the Scripture tells us in verse 8, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid upon, and bread. You know, we find, however they got to shore, all were received. No matter whether they jumped into the water and swam their way there, whether they waited with the huge catch of fish and bring them in, however they came, they were received when they got there. And that's exactly the way it'll be with the Lord Jesus. If you come, Jesus will receive you. We have the fire of coals, we have fish on the fire, and we have bread ready to eat. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals, fish laid thereupon, and bread. Jesus said to them, you know, as the Lord Jesus here prepares such a wonderful meal, and yet some would think it to be a very meager food, fish and bread, we need to understand that that cares for the basics of our physical body. And what more do we need? And the Lord Jesus fixed it. Here's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, yet it was fish and bread that he had prepared. He taught the disciples how to fish. He taught them how to depend on him. And we need to learn that lesson from this scripture verse, that we need to depend continually upon the Lord, because he will meet our needs, and please follow after him. You know, could this apply to fishing for lost souls? It sure does. Please, do nothing on your own. Come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. Then begin to walk with him, to fellowship with him, to grow with him and grow from him, be strengthened by his power and his strength. And when we begin to do the Lord's work, we always need his power, his strength, and his direction. And yes, this sure can apply to fishing for lost souls, because the Lord Jesus will touch their hearts and win them, will bring them to him. We need to take that precious word out, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, and watch the Lord take his word and convict the heart, and will bring those lost hearts, those lost souls unto himself. Please look unto the Lord Jesus today. All is helpless without the Lord Jesus. Remember what we talked about in the past concerning success or failure. Without Jesus, there's certain to be failure. With Jesus, it's certain for success. Do we know, remember, John 15:5, for without me, without the Lord Jesus, ye can do nothing. Please do not forget that. And we find them coming. We have the food prepared here. But Jesus says something to them in the 10th verse. Jesus said to them, bring the fish which ye have caught. Yes, there was enough for everyone of what the Lord Jesus already had. He is in control. His hands control the worlds and everything of the worlds. And so there is nothing that is not at his fingertips to carry out and to take care of. However, he calls here in the 10th verse and says, bring of the sheep which ye have now caught. Bring the sheep. Jesus had enough. But when we are in service to him, by his will, he accepts what we bring. He accepts what we bring. Do you want to bring honor and glory and have what you do to be acceptable unto the Lord? Then you must do it his way. If you expect the joy and the peace, then we have to do it his way. Then will come the joy and the peace and the excitement. You know, we come and we find Peter here. He saw the fire of coals. Look back to the last time that Peter would have been next to the fire of coals. He was warming himself. He was standing before the judgment hall, wasn't he? It was right before he denied the Lord Jesus, and during the time he denied the Lord Jesus 3 times. We're going to talk a little bit when we get into the 15th, 16th, 17th verse concerning Thou lovest me. Jesus continued to ask Peter that question. Prior to that, Peter made some very bold statements that he would even die for the Lord Jesus. And yet we find him the last time he was before a fire, he denied the Lord Jesus 3 times. We enjoyed the feeding of the 5,000. Did he think back when he saw the fish, how the Lord Jesus took the bread and the fish and fed 5,000? There's so many things to remember when we walk with the Lord Jesus. Some of the times it's our failures, but some of the times it's the blessings that we received when we followed after the Lord, as we watched him perform miracle after miracle, as we would share the gospel with someone and we would watch them, tears come into their eyes, and the Lord Jesus come down, touches their heart, that they will recognize that they're lost, recognize that they're a sinner, recognize that they need the Lord Jesus. Oh, please come to the Lord Jesus today for his joy, for his excitement, for the peace that will come into your life, and you'll begin to make some memories. We find here in the 11th verse, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. 153 great fish. The net should have broken, but it didn't break. Not one fish was lost. It's the same way when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Never will there be one soul lost. Ever has there been anyone that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, Old or New Testament. The old saints in the Old Testament or the church in the New Testament, not one individual that has ever bowed their head and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior has ever been separated from the love of God, from the grace of God, because they have come by faith to the Lord Jesus and Jesus is keeping them. What a wonderful, what a beautiful promise. Now, we have something here that is a sweet statement, and that's in verse 12. Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples thus asked him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. Come and dine. You know, as we look back through the Gospel of John and we come towards the close and the end of the Gospel of John, we have a couple of other times that we have such a sweet invitation we need to take a look at. First one is in John 1:39. John 1:39. In that verse of Scripture, he says, "Come and see." John 1:39. What an invitation. Come and see. John 7:37. John 7:37. The invitation went out, "Come and dine." Come and dine. And then now in John 21:12, we have once again the third, another beautiful invitation, "Come and dine," is this one. I'm sorry, the one in John 7:37 is, "Come and drink." Come and drink. You know, it might not be a bad idea to go and read the full verse of Scripture in those. And so why don't you join me just for a minute here to move back to the beginning of the book of John, and we'll read that fully. It's too wonderful to miss. So let's look at John 1:39, and he saith unto them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Come and see. Now, if you'd go with me now to John 7:37, as I quoted that, "Come and drink." Come and drink. John 7:37. Come and drink. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Come and drink. What a wonderful invitation. Now, in the scripture verse that we find here in John 21:12, Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." Not one of the disciples asked, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. What a beautiful invitation. What a wonderful time. Come and dine. Peter, we find, has brought himself forward, put himself next to the fire, probably drying himself off, probably warming himself. He has eaten now. He has enjoyed the fellowship and the presence of the Lord. We should always find the same when we come into the house of the Lord, come into the building. The church is the people. We come into this building. We should always enjoy such fellowship. When we come into a gathering of believers, it should be the same. We should be warmed up, dried off. We should enjoy the eating and the fellowship. A wonderful time to come. And we do that upon feeding upon His wonderful Word. And we're going to see some instruction here that Peter's going to begin. Some questions first that Peter's going to be asked. And it's some very pointed questions. And Peter gets a little concerned by the time it gets down to the 17th verse. But you know, it's important. And the Lord Jesus makes something very clear. Now Peter's ready. He's had a time to settle in, and the teaching's going to begin. And as we look here with the 14th verse, before we go on, Jesus then cometh and taketh the bread, and 13th verse, Jesus then cometh and taketh the bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. And so we've had the fellowship, we've had the feeding, we're warmed by the fire. Now the Lord Jesus comes to Peter openly around the rest of them. So when they had dined, dinner was over, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? Now that's quite a question. More than who? More than the other disciples? More than his work, the fishing that he was had just completed, labored all night? Do you love me more than that? What was the question? Do you love me more than these? Jesus was very clear with the question. Peter has made some very strong statements in the past. I made reference to that just a short time ago. Peter was very quick to boast of his strength. Let's look back to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. I hope you're flipping your the pages of your Bible open. I hope that you have a King James Bible in front of you. If not, please get one. We want to stay as close to the truth as we can. The others will begin to take the truths away. And when they do that, we'll begin to lose the power of God. Now, the King James is not a perfect translation, but it's as close as we have. So please, let's don't leave it and go to something that is further away from the truth than what we have. Let's stay with I go with the old King James. I don't even go to the new, because there are some changes in the new King James that I don't like as well, because I believe they too have taken away the truth. John chapter 13, verse 37. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. It's pretty bold, isn't it? Peter was feeling pretty strong that day, wasn't he? He was feeling pretty good. And if you'll remember, Peter's the one that denied the Lord Jesus. Did not deny him once, not twice, but three times. He even cursed as he denied him. Matthew 26, verse 33. Peter said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. That's a pretty strong statement. Jesus comes to Peter here, and he has him a very clear question. Simon Peter, Simon son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? More than everything. And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And then Jesus said to him, then feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? By now Peter was beginning a little concerned and a little disturbed. Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And then Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Peter's about to change from being a fisherman to a shepherd. He will continue to be a fisherman because he's going to fish for souls. but he also would become a shepherd. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Both lambs and sheep, both lambs and mature sheep need to be fed and need to be led. And we find that to be the job of the shepherd. What a responsibility. We have some verses of Scripture to kind of confirm what that responsibility might be. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 and 3. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. That call to go out to feed the sheep. God says, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not because you're forced to, but because you desire to. Not by filthy lucre, in other words, not for the money, but do it for the joy, but of a ready mind. Don't be lords over God's heritage, but lead by example. What a responsibility we find the shepherd to hold. Let's look again, continue in Acts. Let's go back to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 35. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 through 35. Acts chapter 20, begin to read with verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Look at that. What a price he paid. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn every one night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I command you to God to and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Look at the action that was going on by this shepherd. As he clearly made his own wage, coveted nothing from anyone else, warned the folks of the grievous wolves that were coming, and made it clear the price that was paid that we might live, purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus. By nature, sheep are kind of defenseless. They're kind of ignorant. They just wander from place to place. They need a shepherd. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. We are told that in John 10:11. He is our great shepherd according to Hebrews 13:20 and 21. He is our chief shepherd according to 1 Peter 5:4. We have an example in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can see the need that a shepherd, a pastor, must have the love of God in order to love the people and to guide them and to grow them and to feed them with the responsibility and the call that goes with it. The love must be there. That's the reason the request came 3 times. My dear friend, we love the study. I'm going to ask you that question in close. What are you going to do about Jesus.